Down to Dunk Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Down to Dunk Podcast. It is January 31st. We appreciate you listening to us today. It is Jay, Andrew, Taylor, and Luke today. We want to remind you, as we always do, follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast. Look for us in iTunes, search Down to Dunk. You can also find our iTunes link and the podcast on our website at downtodunk.com. Gentlemen, how y'all doing? Luke, welcome back. This is two out of like four. I love it.
I know. I'm going to try to be, this is the official announcement. I'm going to try to be back for good.
We'd like to welcome back Luke to the pod.
Feels good to be back.
It does. Andrew?
I'm good. I had to drive fast to get here.
Andrew slept in a little bit, which means he just slept normally since it's 6:30 in the morning.
That's right.
Taylor, how are you, man?
That's still not normal to sleep till 6:30, but I'm good.
Anything going on?
Just talking about rectal exams and stuff, so yeah. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's real. All right, what kind of questions do we have?
We've got a ton of questions from our Twitter followers. We appreciate you sending them in. The first one we got from AM Rose 23. Kings just released renderings of their new arena. What new feature would you add to the Chesapeake Arena?
Have you seen this arena?
No,
no.
It's so.
Can you pull it up on your computer? Because I haven't seen
I
it
can.
Just while we're talking.
So what do you think? These massive windows in the front that you can see inside the arena.
From outside?
From outside.
Like onto the court?
You can see the Jumbotron.
Oh, wow.
From outside. Weird.
Just massive windows. It's so cool. But what I would probably add, moving walkways.
Yes.
Ooh, good idea.
I know you love moving walkways. That'd be cool.
It would just give me more excuse to be angry at people, though, at games. Because nobody knows how to use those correctly.
It's true. But if you made them, I mean,
only smart people got to use them.
Maybe you had like a fast pass card like at
yes,
Disney World.
Okay.
Or you have to purchase. But then it would be like, oh, you're rich and you're much faster than me.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's one more thing that rich people have
I,
over
I don't
us.
Like the fast pass idea.
All right.
It's for everyone.
All right.
Even in Loud City.
That'd be, that would be awesome.
Even in Loud City.
Yeah.
Those plebeians.
I know what. Well, actually, my favorite thing about our current thing is the Chesapeake blimp that comes out. You know what I'm talking about?
It kind of floats around the...
Yeah, it's thing. Scary. I think it's going to be like a Hindenburg type of situation. Every time it comes out, it's just going to explode and kill people. Because it gets close to people. But I've never seen it hit people. But I think I know what I would take away from ours.
What?
The like bar club thing. I've never been there. There's like a bar.
The Jack Daniels thing?
Yes, I take that out.
Old number seven?
Yeah, I don't like that. Because I know people that after halftime, they just leave their seats, go up there.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'd like people to stay more.
When I look in there.
Or have it like you sell tickets to the only the bar. And you can't
right.
go.
Like extra stadium
like,
seats.
Yes, like that's where you're sitting and you go there. I don't know.
So maybe after halftime you get to leave there and you can have a seat. Maybe if somebody has left their seat, you could fill some spots
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you could do
like
that.
That.
But I don't, yeah.
It's
but
very
I'd like
complicated.
That. It's very complicated. It would never work. But I don't know. I don't like it. I've never been there. Maybe that's why I don't like it. It might be awesome.
There's not a lot I would actually change to the stadium. Like, I think it has what you want. And obviously, if you could build it brand new, I think there's some.
Oh, dang. That looks cool. Yeah.
That's a bubble.
That looks
it's
like
awesome.
That looks like the future.
See, and another thing, the outside of Chesapeake, not
yeah,
that cool.
That's what yeah, you'd that's have true. To. For me, it's the, you know, you'd have to fix some of the outside stuff and
which I feel like they have done.
You know, one of the things that, one of the things I would do is especially, you know, the more popular the Thunder get and the more they get on national television is something on top, like do something on the roof, like a huge, I don't know, light show or huge something that would be pretty cool to be able to show because, you know, they have overhead, which I don't understand why they have overhead views of basketball games, but the Goodyear blimp is flying over. Well, it's a stadium. There it is right there. It's just there.
So you can see how small our city is.
Yeah, exactly.
New York.
That's true.
So, but yeah, it's a great stadium for Sacramento. That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Good for them. Question number two from at @Brian_Matthews. Taylor, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I just want to say a Japanese steakhouse and a Mongolian grill. That's what I'd add. moving on.
Taylor was genuinely upset that I skipped him for that.
Dude, also, bring back the barbecue.
I don't miss it. I don't miss it. I found the wings place upstairs. In lots of, have you eaten at the wings place? It's good. Section 315.
Is it expensive, though?
I mean, what isn't expensive?
The barbecue
place was very reasonable and very good.
Was
it really?
Oh, yes.
I'm about to, the free food place. Free food place? Like if you sit on the court side.
Yeah, court side lounge.
This courtside lounge. That's pretty good food, and it's
that's
free.
Good.
Japanese steakhouse. Like,
that's not free. There's nothing free about that.
It is for me because
like $1 million.
You have to get there. Like
I was just trying to big time Taylor. Question number two from @Brian_Matthews. From this point forward, how will Brooks use Perk?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
I don't think it changes anything.
I think people.
I don't think so either.
I don't know why people freaked out that like he sat him for like after the first quarter.
That wasn't a thing. I don't think that was a thing about Perk as much as everybody was just excited about Brooks finally making adjustments.
Yeah, it was the Brooks decision for sure, and I just hope that, you know, we'll know what his decision is going to be, that he's going to play Perk the same and all the rest of the games. But when they play Miami again after the All-Star break,
does he start?
Who's he going to start? Because if he starts Perk again, I mean, he can't guard Chris Bosh. Nothing about Perkins can guard Chris Bosh. So,
well, just I just want to replay that play where Bosh is on the wing 3-point line. And just blows by him on the baseline to the basket.
Gosh.
Like that was just a play that I just been like, okay,
yeah,
which is fine. Like we've said this before, Perkins hasn't been bad this last couple, you know, last couple weeks, almost month, the month of January, he's been fine. It's just a matchup issue.
He's just very much a specialist. He can only guard centers, and that's okay because we need a guy that can guard a center, but not against Miami.
And so I think it stays primarily the same. I think there's going to be more likelihood of him. But there's only one team I think that he'll change it against, and that'd be the Heat.
And I hope that he does it from the outset so that we don't have to, you know,
dig out of a 22-4
hole. We're not
going to
hit 16 threes every time we play Miami.
Says you.
That's the most threes they've ever hit. It's the most threes the Thunder have ever hit.
Fisher and Miami's not going to miss 16 in a row or however many they miss consecutively, too.
So, I mean, we got to give ourselves a chance from the outside, I think.
Agreed. Luke, you got anything on that?
I agree with all of what you say.
All right. Next question's from @MattKSimpson. How can Scott Brooks adjust his game plan when Russ gets back to ensure KD stays hot?
I don't know if he can.
I think they've already, they have the blueprint there. I mean, this team was the best team in the league when Russell Westbrook was in. So I don't think that there's really an adjustment to be made. I think Russell comes back, everybody goes back into their original roles. KD's not going to be featured as much. His usage rate is probably going to go down again back to where it was, closer to 30 instead of, I think he's at like 36 right now.
Hey, can I just say that you want to know who does not care about his usage rate when
Kevin
Russ comes back?
Yeah.
Kevin wants Russ back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He knows this team is better with him on the court. And the reality that everybody on the outskirts doesn't understand when talking about Russell Westbrook is, number one, they don't understand that they were a way better team. Yeah. I remember we had that conversation multiple times that this is the best Thunder team we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their bench was as good as half the East, you know? And there's also a reality that Durant, the other thing that they don't see, number two, is that Durant isn't an inefficient scorer. He's not the guy that needs the ball in his hand all the time to score 30-plus points. Like, for him, he scores, I mean, his high, he's already had last year and the year before that, he's had these high scoring months, and that's with Russ on the court.
He's won the scoring title with Russell Westbrook
on the court. Two different times,
I don't, you know, that it's, I think KD, you know, if he's going to stay hot, then he is, and Russell Westbrook is going to help that because he's going to create even more space for him on the court. He's not going to have as many shots, of course, but you don't want to wear out Kevin Durant in the regular season. You want Russ to come back and him, I mean, he's always been kind of the first half scorer, and then KD kind of takes over in the second. So
I'm not as worried about Kevin staying hot when Russ comes back. I want Russ to get back comfortable playing, because it takes him a little bit. It's going to take him a little bit to get to the point where he was and to surpass that. So that's what I would like to see. I mean, if Kevin drops below 30 per game, who cares? Like, yeah. I want Russ to get comfortable and them comfortable playing together, as opposed to Kevin staying hot.
It's the reminder also, Reggie hasn't been otherworldly during this run.
He's
as
not
the
been
starter.
Very good.
You know, it's not one of those things where there's going to be this, oh, well, Russ is back, and I'll take a rusty Russ over Rusty Russ. I'll take a Rusty Russ over Reggie right now. Like, I will. Yeah.
He's played well in some games. He played really well against the Spurs.
And I'm not, like, he's done exactly what they've needed in the sense, but there's a lot of times where Brooks pulls him because he's wild with the ball.
We pulled him against Miami. Yeah.
What about you, Taylor?
And Reggie is so much better on the bench. When Russ was there and Reggie was coming off the bench, you're like, Reggie's good, man. That's when everyone's like, Reggie can be a starter on another team. Does Reggie deserve the max? That's when these conversations were going on.
Right.
And right now they're not because he's not – I mean, he's not Russ. He's not even close to that. The competition he's facing is so much higher. But so, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. Also, KD, everyone's talking about KD's so hot right now. He's almost just playing as efficiently as he did last year. And he was leading up to anyway, but
shots.
He's just right. He's just shooting more.
Shots.
Is the only thing.
Yeah. But and so I think that if you were to make an adjustment, I would say that Brooks would probably let Durant handle the ball more.
Yeah,
which already saying something because if you've ever watched the Thunder, he does handle the ball even when Russ is on the court a lot too.
Yeah,
And he's much better this year than he ever has been.
Russell sees what's happening.
Absolutely, he does.
He sees what's going on, and he's going to be able to get him the ball better than anybody else on the team.
Yeah.
Russ is not going to come back and try to ruin this or try to get his he's going to come in and he's going to help him.
And that's been one of my favorite things of this little turn is that you've seen Russ turn into super fan, right? You know, like he loves what's going on. You know, he jumped on Durant's back during the post-game interview with Doris Burke and or maybe it was the game before that, but it's just one of those things where it's just like this. Just end all of the conversation about this team taking a step backwards when Russ comes back. Like you can't.
It's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous. Like yesterday, and I don't know if this is part of our questions, but there's a fake trade about Russ going to the Knicks for Schumpert. And anyway, stupid,
dumb.
So, all right, moving on. Next question is from Cody Kines. This is actually a true or false question. Scott Brooks clearly outcoached Spoelstra on Wednesday night. False.
I wouldn't say he clearly outcoached him. I didn't see that as a coaching thing. He coached better against the Heat than he ever has before.
Yeah.
But I don't think it means he outcoached Spo. I just think our team played better than their team.
He just made the proper adjustment. Yeah. What happened. I think Spoelstra does what he always does. And I think he does a very good job. I just think the Heat weren't hitting shots, and they couldn't defend the Thunder.
They were getting open threes. But I mean, they were shooting good shots.
I want to start the conversation, though, a little bit that says the Heat may just not have the dogs anymore to do this.
Well, they're a much older team.
They're older. Yeah. I think they don't have anybody on the inside, which is fine. Like, they don't need anybody. But, you know, Chris Anderson played well last year at points, and you know, not that Joel Anthony ever really did, but losing Mike Miller was a big deal. And Battier's older. Battier's not looking very good. Ray Allen didn't look very good. No, I'm not. That doesn't dis. I'm not saying right now that I'm considering the Heat not to have a chance, but I think it will be by far their hardest season.
It's going to be tough for them to get
back to the finals.
Yeah.
I think Spoelstra did the same thing he's done the last four years. They just weren't hitting shots. And, you know, Wade is old.
Yeah, the Thunder are just clearly more athletic, and they have more guys that they can throw out there that can run the court than Miami, and that's what they did. They just created havoc on the defensive
end. Their length and speed. And
they got lucky, too. I mean, like, at the end of the third quarter, Perry Jones fouls Ray Allen on a really dumb shot, and you're, like, frustrated. Like, why did he do that? And then they were able to throw this length of the court pass that he touch passes to Fisher, and then he banks in that three. I mean, there were lucky things like that.
There were some lucky things, but they still won by 20.
Right.
They won by 17.
The luck wasn't the reason they won.
They turned them over a lot. 21 turnovers for 25 rebounds or 25 points.
Sure.
And there's also some, like, I don't want to discredit. I feel like we start getting into this, well, the Thunder hit more threes, and you start discrediting the fact.
They out-executed them.
And they passed the ball
on the floor.
And they were making open threes, too. You know?
Yeah.
Way easier to make those.
And, you know, the ball moves so much better when Perk is not out there. Because as much as Perkins is not a guy who is going to take a bunch of shots, the ball sticks when it gets to him. He often doesn't make quick decisions. He can sometimes down low, you know, have a little nifty pass to somebody a couple feet away. But he's a guy the ball just sticks with. and he stands there to make his decision with the ball. Yeah. But the ball was so free-flowing. It was such great basketball to watch.
That's kind of designed by other teams, too, I think. Like, they leave Perk open to where it's, like, the only guy to pass to is Perk sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to give him the ball to get the ball to the other side. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And that's what the other team wants to happen. So
stagnation kind of comes from sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because when the ball is not free-flowing, because it was the entire game that Perkins was out, the ball just moved, and it was so much fun to watch that Thunder team. Like that, it kind of makes me wish that they would primarily have that small ball lineup, because I think they would just kill everybody. Yeah.
That's cool. Guys, I didn't get to watch the Thunder Heat game.
What?
I was at dinner for my brother's birthday and was getting updates from him and my dad. Like, my dad would be like, what's the score now? Check the score now. Like, through the whole dinner. So that's how I got to watch it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing.
I will say this about Perkins as well. I think when you have Perkins in, number one, you go way more isolation because the primary offense is not a pick and roll, because Perk's not a pick and roll guy, but a pick and go through a double team for Durant.
Yeah.
You know, because you set a screen and Perk's guy is just going to help off with very little intent to ever sink back down to where Perk is. And right. So it sets up the offense where it's going to be more hero mode. But with four wings on the floor and a guy in Surge who can shoot a 17-foot jump shot better than anybody else on the team. Mm-hmm. Like, your
open
floor spacing is outstanding
and
for
you
that.
You can't leave Perry either.
Everybody on the court can hit the shot. And Lamb was tremendous in that game.
Awesome. He was awesome.
And he played backup point in that game.
Yes, he did.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was great. So next question's from our arch nemesis, at Mitch Narney.
It's a call out.
He's so mad at us.
Yeah, I like it.
What does Brooks have to do for y'all to give him credit?
Have you been listening to our podcast? Because I've been giving him credit for a long time.
No, he doesn't listen, obviously, Mitch.
Obviously, he doesn't listen, Mitch.
Well, I think he primarily follows you on Twitter, where on games he sees, like, reactions and, like...
It's me, primarily. Mm-hmm. I'm the biggest Scott Brooks hater on our team, or on our pod.
But we're a team.
I like team.
Team, on our team.
We're not a team.
Here's the reality.
We're a team.
He did exactly what I've wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
When the offense looks atrocious... When you're giving up points on defense that are unnecessary, make the adjustment.
Yeah.
And he made the adjustment. I will give him all the credit in the world for what he did against the Heat. And if he continues to do that, making adjustments that are necessary. Now, there's not a lot of teams that he has to do that. But there were times against the Jazz and the Nuggets when they lost those two games back-to-back that he just refused to make adjustments that made sense. And for me, that's the biggest thing. And he did it. And his incredible potential. I love what I played that video from our Twitter that he did in the huddle where he just challenged them that nobody can beat us in a half-court game, not even the Heat. He was fantastic against the Heat, and he did exactly what I've been frustrated with him for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's what he didn't do in the playoffs, in the finals, when they played the Heat. And so I thought that was pretty significant.
So do you and Scott Brooks have beef?
No.
So yeah. So is it squashed?
No. Here's the deal.
Squashing the beef?
He would have to have any inkling that I was a human in existence.
Do you have beef with him?
No, I don't have beef with
him. So is it squashed?
He's a great guy. I like him a lot. It's just the reality that he has done things like that drive me crazy.
He's just very much a player's coach. And he does the things really behind the scenes and in practice and stuff that we don't see. And the things that that we do see, a lot of times everyone on Twitter seems to know more than what Brooks does. Is kind of the impression that everybody gets about him.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's very clear. All the numbers say it. It passes the eye test. Don't play Kendrick Perkins in certain situations, you know. But he's very much a player's coach. You never hear anything about, like, you know, drama in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
All the players are very happy. And he does a great job with that. And the player development is obviously the best in the league. So Brooks is he's a very talented coach, but it's just tactically that he's struggled. And maybe he's actually going to learn this year and make the adjustments. And if he does, then he's one of the best coaches in the NBA.
It seems like he already has, too. Like, we have talked more about things that Scott Brooks has done good this year than we ever have before, I think. Like, even at the start of the year, like, oh, look, we can actually see that they're running offensive sets right now.
Yeah.
And they're executing offensive sets. And that was the first good thing, and now this. And then there were some other things in the past, too, how he's using KD differently than he did in the playoffs last year. So we have been giving him credit, Mitch, and I just want to ask you, does Scott Brooks use peppermint mouthwash or does he
cinnamon?
Use
maybe cinnamon
mouthwash?
When they kiss, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, when you guys kiss.
Boom, burn.
Got
Mitch.
Him. Boom, Mitch.
You'll never
I'll
know.
Get you
we
later, dog.
So the next question's from at Bobby Wheat, and it's another true false about Brooks, and he just asks about his stubbornness, you know, kind of if we win. Because he makes adjustments, we lose because he doesn't. And I think we kind of answered that as part of our last question as well. Thanks for the question, Bobby. The next question is at Kevin Chaler. I feel something special brewing with this team from starters all the way to the end of the bench. Do you all?
Ooh, I feel it.
I feel it. In my plums.
I feel it in my fingers.
Down in my plums.
Down in my plums.
I feel it in my bones.
It's a good team. I like our team this year a lot. We're good.
They are good.
No, I feel it. I mean, they are all the way to the ninth guy.
Royal Ivy.
Gone.
He's China. China.
He's gone, dude. Man.
All the way down to the end of the bench. I'm fine with Scott playing any of those guys.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, even Robertson coming back. Like,
no, Robertson.
I love this team. I think this team can win the title.
Hey, let me say something real quick.
So too.
Speaking of people on this team, I've been the hardest critic of Tabo Cephalosha this season as well.
You got beef with him too?
No.
Squash him.
Once again.
Jay's squash got
it.
Mad beef with a lot
he's
of people.
Once again, Tabo has no idea that I exist in this world.
Squash the beef, Jay.
Squash the beef. The beef. Tabo has been
squashed
way better in the last couple weeks, and he was phenomenal against the Heat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, his defense against his help defense specifically against Heat was huge. Mm-hmm. We had so many fast break points off those turnovers from his help
steals.
Defense.
He was great.
And he had a couple threes. I mean, he's starting to turn his game around a little bit.
Yeah. So. And then this next question's from at Mitch Narney.
Oh,
we got beef.
Sick.
Do you think Fisher is underrated?
There was more to this tweet. Well, what did he say?
I don't know. He had his
whatever.
He had his own comments about it. But
said
we don't
Mitchy.
Care, Mitch, because we got beef.
With you now, Mitch.
Mitch. Not going to squash it.
The unsquashable beef. Fisher is underrated. I don't know. I mean, he played awesome against the Heat, so it's easy to say that he is based on that one game. But he's played well lately.
He has. He's been hitting big shots.
I still don't want him playing over 15 minutes a game. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. Well, and that goes back. That changes when Russ comes back.
Yeah. He'll be 40 in August. So
hey, man. Dude can hit some threes, man.
So I think that once Russ comes back, his role's perfect for this team.
Come in, bring some energy. But he's been playing really good defense, actually, which is crazy. Like, he's been kind of a lockdown defender, and he fouls all the time.
Yeah, he gives great effort. I don't have anything against Fisher. I think that he's just fine for this team. I just would prefer him in the
less minutes. I'd rather have
15-minute role. Yeah. There are lots of situations where he's playing, and I would rather see Jeremy Lamb.
Yep.
But
Taylor?
You know, I can't complain.
I got beef with Fish, man. He's been good lately, and he's been a dog on defense, quote unquote, for like 10 minutes a game, which is good. Whatever. He hit 5 of 5 from three this last game. He banked 2, luckily. Like, he's been, that was his best game that he's ever had with us this year against the Heat.
Yeah.
And so I still got beef, man. It's not over. Fish irritates the crap out of me.
He does.
I hate when sometimes. He does pull up, when he goes around screens and does pull up jumpers in the mid range. It's like the worst freaking shot.
And the pull up three with like 20 seconds left on the shot clock. I don't like that too much.
Because your three takes a long time because you got to jack that catapult back and then
jack that catapult back. That's your new dance move. Jack that catapult back.
Let it go. Jack that catapult back. Let it go.
All right. Next question. This is from our boy C. Diddy Colin.
Actually, it's not from him.
Oh.
Is it not?
No, I made a mistake. This is from
Cheeto. At Cheeto Finley. But C. Diddy Colin commented
on
it. The Knicks trade. I don't even want to talk about this. Knicks trade. There's some guy made up a trade that's going to save the Knicks without any idea of what it does for the Thunder.
Let's just say. Go around the table and say dumb or not dumb.
All right, dumb or not dumb. Knicks trade the Thunder, Tyson Chandler, Iman Shumpert, and Raymond Felton for Westbrook and Perkins.
Okay, Luke.
Dumb. I like Shump, though. I do like Shump.
But you and Taylor can start your Shump
party. You have
party.
To get rid of
Shump. He's very unhappy in New York.
He's the most overrated player in the NBA. Dumb.
Dumb.
So dumb.
Tyson Chandler hasn't been healthy at all this year.
Aaron Felton eats so much pizza.
Yeah.
It was a lifelong like New York Knicks fan it's that true. Wrote this, by the way. That wrote this piece. He's a New York Knicks fan and Carmelo fan.
He wants Russ, of course.
Yes, that's all it is. And he's trying to say, this is a fair trade for both teams. Both teams want to do this. Absolutely not. That is not a fair trade.
Yeah.
Whack.
Thunder would never do that trade.
Wiggity whack.
Thanks, Cheeto, for bringing up the trade.
Jack that call.
This next one. Is at Mitch Narn, jack that catapult back.
Let it go.
At Mitch Narny, will PJ3 be Tabo's long-term replacement?
I think it's Andre Robertson.
I think so, too. PJ3 is a little big for the two spot.
But I think PJ3 is a long, and I said it before the season, I didn't know he had a place on this roster. I think he's a long-term bench player for this team.
Yeah. He's a role player, for sure. I don't think he'll be a starter unless Brooks does decide to go play small.
And he brings great stuff to the game, too, man. I like what PJ3 brings.
Great athleticism.
His defense on LeBron the other day was pretty good. I mean, that's the best you can guard him. When you force LeBron to hit step-back fadeaway jumpers, you're defending him
pretty
well.
He's the guy. I mean, he's the perfect guy to guard him. He's 6'10". He's athletic. Mm-hmm. He can keep up with LeBron. I mean, he's not as strong as he is, but, you know, he can stay in front of him at least. So, I love Perry Jones. I don't think he's Tabo's replacement. I think that eventually they're going to start Robertson or Jeremy Lamb, though.
Yeah.
Next question is also for Mitch Narny. Is
Mitch.
What do the Heat do this offseason?
I don't know. I wonder if they blow it up.
Let them bleed. Everyone's contracts.
I think number one priority. I think there's only one more year.
When did they re-sign LeBron?
There's an option for 2015, right? Like, there's the rumor that LeBron's just going to go one more year and then do.
Yeah, I mean, he could opt into his contract. If he wants to make more money, he'll opt out this summer and ask for the max. But
the Heat will give him whatever it takes. I think Dwayne Wade's their biggest question mark.
He is going to limit their ceiling.
Yep,
for sure.
Yeah, but I see them just sticking with Wade. They're just going to ride it out.
Because I don't think they'll get rid of him because he's got too much dirt on him.
Well, he's the Kobe Bryant for the Lakers.
Yes, he means so much to that franchise. He brought them their first championship.
Shaq did. Thank you very much.
He was a part of that team.
Yes, he was.
A small part.
The smallest large part possible.
He's the reason that this team is where they are today, even. Why they wouldn't have chosen the Miami Heat to go to if Dwayne Wade wasn't there, you know? So I think that they almost have to give him the max again, just because of what he's done. Even if they don't win it this year, they won 3 championships. I mean, there's not many franchises that can say
it's
that.
True.
So I think they keep the team together, unless Chris Bosh says, you know, I'd like a more prominent role on another team, but I don't see him doing that.
No.
So I think even if they lose in the, you know, Eastern Conference Finals, I think that they keep the team together, reload with their role players.
The issue is, peripheral players. Like, who can they go out and get that's going to make a difference?
You know, Battier and Rayon may retire.
Yeah, it's probably close to Battier being ready.
So they'll just get new, really old guys that want another ring.
I don't know how many guys are out there that... I mean, I think that genre of guy is very low. There's not a lot of Shane Battiers out there anymore. Like, yeah. I don't see anybody that's not locked up because teams start valuing those guys way more.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Allen, nobody. There's no Ray Allens out there right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, they'll find role players.
Yeah, they'll find it, but they won't be as good as they were in their 2 championship runs, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Pat Riley, I mean, he's gonna bring that team back. I think they have a great management crew, and I think that they're an amazing franchise, so they're going to bring those guys back.
Absolutely.
Agreed. There'd be mad beef if they didn't, right?
Well, yeah. There'd be big beef.
The bad thing is that it is the free agents.
Big 3 beef.
That's their option. You know, like, they can go. Like, if LeBron, I can see LeBron as a guy who wants to pursue other things, and, you know, his legacy could be, I took 3 teams to the finals and won them in 2 different teams, and, you know, like, that could be something. If you wanted to go to a team like the Lakers, which I don't see happening, or if he wanted to go somewhere like that.
He's only going to go to a team he knows is better.
I don't think he can go to the Lakers because of the way, because of Kobe's
they'd figure out
contract
something.
That he just
signed. They have max room still. They don't have max room for more than one player, but they'll have max room for.
Which is why they're talking about Melo. Last question's from Cody Kaiser at Cody Kaiser, and this is Perk. Is Perk angry that he doesn't have a spot to play against the Heat?
No, did you see his tweet?
Nah.
He tweeted and said it's family and that he's happy to do whatever he has to do.
Said whenever. You got a good team sacrifice.
Yeah.
Did you see his next tweet?
He said so mad that last tweet was a lie, and I hate
someone
that I'm not needed
my phone.
Versus the Heat.
Said Sam Presti had a gun to my head during that last tweet. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I think
there's no possible way that he could feel like he really has a place on that at that point. You know, like how could you do that?
Maybe in the film room they just replay that Chris Bosh dunk.
Oh, Perk, how do you feel about this? Again. Rewind, rewind, play. Rewind, rewind, play.
Hey, Perk, you remember what happened in the first quarter? Bam. I don't know. I think that how could you, I mean, as a professional basketball player, you're probably not too happy that you don't have any value against a team. I mean, honestly, he's got to be a little bit unhappy about it. But I think that he is good for this team and good for this locker room, and he's not going to cause any problems about it. But
nope.
In his heart of hearts,
he's probably a little hurt.
Down in his heart of hearts, deep he probably
down.
Is a little
hey, he's a proud man.
Disappointed.
Deep down. He's a proud man.
All yeah. right. Now it's time for our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about All-Star snubs.
All-Star
people
snubs.
You felt like should have gotten a little bit of All-Star love but didn't.
Did I see that Russ got snubbed?
Yeah, he's too hurt.
Got snubbed.
Yeah, he's a little snubby.
He got snubbed.
So we're going to talk All-Star snubs. So the reserves were named last night for the Eastern Conference. We have Christopher Bosch, DeMar DeRozan, Roy Hibbert, Joe Johnson, Paul Millsap, Ja Wow. And Joaquim Noah.
I thought Joaquim Noah was a starter.
He is not a starter.
I thought he was.
Nope.
Nope.
Dang, I'm dumb.
You dumb, dog.
So who of that group would you say does not deserve to be there? And then who would you put in their place? Taylor, what do you think?
This is really hard because I really wanted Lance Stephenson to be an All-Star so bad. I would replace Joaquim Noah with Lance Stephenson.
Really?
Now, what? Joakim Noah is very good. He probably deserves to be there. His role on his team is a lot more. I don't know how to talk. Lance Stephenson more than DeMar DeRozan probably too.
I would take out Joe Johnson.
Oh yeah, I would take out Joe.
Yeah,
he's been really good this year.
Not all year though.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the season he was not very good.
Okay, you convinced me. Joe Johnson, take him out.
And my guy who I would put in, Kyle Lowry.
Would you keep DeMar DeRozan?
I would not. I would flip flop him because I think that he's the best player on the team. I don't have a huge problem with DeMar DeRozan. I think he's been a little bit more consistent, but I think Lowry is a little bit more important to the Raptors.
No, Lowry hasn't been this good the whole season either.
No.
DeMar DeRozan has been this good
very
all
consistent.
Season. He's been very good this whole season, and I think you have to reward him for that. Kyle Lowry hasn't been good until Rudy Gay left, and that had to do with how the team was being managed and how you know things that they were doing. But
I don't have a huge problem with it. I do.
No.
I just don't want to see Joe Johnson there. I don't. I think that is a pretty bad pick, and I would. I think Lance Stephenson deserves to be there. I think that Aaron Aflalo probably deserves to be there. You could. I'd be fine flipping. Aflalo and Stephenson for DeRozan and Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
But taking DeMar DeRozan out, there'll be a lot less capital letters in the All-Star game.
That's true. He
he
provides four just in his own name.
He's got lots
right
of
there.
Capital letters. Okay, moving over to the West, the All-Star reserves for the West, LaMarcus Aldridge, Dwight Howard, James Harden, Damian Lillard, Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, and Chris Paul.
I mean, this is kind of the reserves I would have picked, I think.
What about Russ?
I mean, but Russ.
Man, why are you hating?
How many more games has Chris Paul played than
like
Russ?
7 or 8 more games, I think.
Oh, he has played that many more?
Yeah. So I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Is there any guys that you would rather see?
I don't know. I would have said Damian Lillard. You have Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge on there.
Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki, I needed to be on there.
Dirk has been really good. I just wish that Anthony Davis.
Oh, Anthony Davis,
Game being in New Orleans.
Oh,
Anthony
my
Davis
gosh.
Deserves to be in this game.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, too, like, he's been so good.
And Chris Paul being out as long as he has been, I would switch him. I would. Just because Chris Paul has missed a ton of games.
He's not going to play anyway.
So, no.
And Tony Parker's not going
to
play that
much.
He
may end up making the team anyways because they're going to have to replace Kobe Bryant in the starting lineup. So I would assume that James Harden will slide into the starting spot.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be another reserve selected.
It's got to be him.
By the new commish, Adam Silver.
Ooh.
Which will probably, I would guess, you go for Anthony Davis, who's they're in his city.
Yeah.
They've got to choose him.
Yeah, they will.
A lot of
I don't have a huge problem with really either of these. The only one that I was just like, I can't believe they chose him was Joe Johnson. But beyond that, I think it's actually a pretty good list.
Yep.
Cool.
That's it. You got snubbed, Lance. Lance, I read a tweet the other day that when they were talking about the All-Stars and the reserves or whatever, reporters were in the room with Lance, and he was just so disappointed and just walked out of the room. So disappointed.
So good. He had a triple-double last night.
He got mad and had a triple-double. You know, he has the most triple-doubles in the league this season.
He's been awesome. He's one and of the best players. He's basically a point guard.
Yes, he is, because George Hill is nothing.
Kind of a spot-up shooter.
I don't understand what George Hill is right now.
Taylor,
you guys ready for my game?
I'm so ready for this game.
Dude, this game is going to be a little hard, but it's going to be good. This game is called What My Name? What My Name?
What?
Jack that catapult back. Let it go. Here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you either some hints, some facts, maybe a song, and then you're going to guess the name. This is going to be all last names, okay? Mm-hmm. So then you're going to get the last name from these hints, the song, whatever, and then you're going to guess what player it is. Once you get the last name, you'll know what player.
I can't wait for Andrew to demolish me in
game. If you just say the last name, I will give you credit.
Okay.
Okay? Ready? Number one. This one's kind of boring.
Is it just like whoever says it first?
Yeah.
Well, Andrew's going to win.
Why?
Well, you don't know.
No. Just wait. It's open. You'll be fine. Born in 1566, the son of Mary, Queen of Scots, and Henry, Lord of Darnley. Also a version of the Bible, which is very hard to understand.
LeBron James.
Got it, see?
King James.
King James, man. LeBron
Damn,
James.
Damn, Andrew.
See, you're going to do well. You're going to do well.
He's a game.
Two, this is a fish and a pro shop that sells everything redneck from
Brandon
fishing
Bass.
Poles.
Man, Andrew, you suck. Dude.
Wow. Do you have beef with him yet?
We're about to. This game is going to create the beef.
This game is going to create a lot of beef. All right, number three. A room must have these to be considered a room. You can hang pictures on them, put doors
John
on
Wall.
Them.
Oh, that was tied.
I heard Andrew louder. I'm going to give it to Andrew.
Okay, that's fine. Room must have these to be considered a room.
I had more.
What else did you have?
You're sitting in your room alone creating riddles.
You can hang pictures on them, put doors in them, and paint them any color you want. You can see these right this second. It's hard to describe wall. How do you like talk about walls?
I think that was great.
That's good. You did it.
Okay, you ready for
four?
It's
a weird thing to describe.
You ready for four?
Yeah.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a
Derek Rose.
On the gray. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels. Yeah.
Seal?
Now that your is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the gray.
Seal.
Got it. Andrew wins. Seal. He was in the Celebrity All-Star game one year. No, he wasn't. It was Derrick Rose. You got
it. Was Biebs ever in the Celebrity game?
Oh, yeah, it was stupid. He won MVP.
Well, now he can't be in it. He's having too many problems.
I don't care.
Biebs is hitting rock bottom.
I think you bring him on just like the Bulls would bring back Rodman after he'd go on these binges. Mm-hmm. Just bring him back.
I'm ready.
Just bring him back, have him throw up on the court.
Nah, he's just in a coked out rage on the court, going nuts.
Actually, you sold me. I want Biebs out there.
I actually really did too.
Get the Biebs. This is
I'm into it.
Okay, number five.
Noel's Noel.
Got it. What is it? 3-2? Yep.
Andrew has three? I have three.
No, you have three.
I was going to say.
Unless Seal is a player now.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one I just attributed to you. Like, dang, Andrew got that one.
What condiment do I put on my ham and cheese sandwich?
Mayo. OJ Mayo.
3-3. Dude, this is the last one.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Oh, dang it.
There's going to be beef after
this. I talked so much crap at the beginning, and I couldn't back it up.
Hey, you started strong. Another word for vacation. Christmas, Easter, and the summer times are this.
Holiday, Drew Holiday.
Damn.
It is done.
Ba-bum, 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 boom.
Jack that catapult back. Let it go. Dude, man. That's it. That was my game.
Whew. Andrew, congrats. There's no beef. You won that fair and square.
Wow. I have mad respect
You know why I lost that? Hubris.
Hubris.
My head got too big.
Dude, you started off way too strong.
I know.
You're like, I was concerned about it, and then you made up for it. And then, hubris.
You're like Antoine Walker. I let you get a couple shots to go in, and then the rest of the game was fine.
You're just leaving. Mm-hmm. Leaving them out there.
I was like the Heat Thunder game the other day. I got up early at the beginning, first quarter.
Jack, you're the miss 14 consecutive threes.
I know. Man, dang it. Well, good game.
Hey,
great game. Hey, we're going to move on to our Say What stat of the week.
Say what?
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Guys, have you seen the Shaq body lotion commercial before we do start this? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, when you're watching it, I watched it last night, and at the, like, Shaq's smiling at the screen after he says, like, this body lotion is the best, and, like, looks at the screen. At the last second, look at his face, because his eyes change, and they get huge, and it's hilarious. I rewound it twice just to, like, show my roommate that, like, Shaq just starts going. It's great.
Why say what's that? Is Dirk Nowitzki scored 38 points and had 17 rebounds the other night, which is awesome. But that put him over the 26,000-point mark for his career.
Dang.
I said, what?
Wow.
That's a lot of points.
My say what stat also has to do with Dirk. This is his 12th All-Star appearance, and he almost didn't make it.
Almost did not.
He almost didn't, and this would have been one of his most deserving years, too. He's playing great. He's going to have a 50-40-90 season.
He's had to carry this team.
Yes, he's been so good. I think, I don't know, that's good. I'm happy for Dirk, man. I like Dirk.
Dirk a circus.
He stole my respect when he went off that one year in the playoffs. Still maybe the best playoff performance I've ever seen from one player.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't really have a say what, Sam, but I want to ask you guys a question, and it's going to make you guys say what.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's gonna make you say what if I won't. Do you guys think about? Do you guys like the Slim Reaper nickname?
What?
Do you like it?
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
I really like it.
I don't know if I like it as much as everyone else does.
But do you enjoy it? Uh-huh. I mean, are you like, yeah, that's cool.
I enjoy it. The new Tree and Leaf T-shirt looks cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
With Slim Reaper?
But the name Slim Reaper, that's like, I feel like that is finally a name that can go down in. Like,
no.
Yes.
He's gonna get a new one. Like.
It's cool.
Within
the
season.
I love it.
I mean, it's a great nickname.
And I think Jay interviewed Ethan Sherwood Strauss the other day and asked him about it. And he said, you have all these people coming out saying they hate it and it's a stupid nickname. And those are just people trying to be cooler than the nickname. Which is, I'm not saying
that's
you.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
No. I know that because you said you enjoy it. You're not saying you hate it.
Yeah.
You're just saying you think they can do better, which is fine. I can respect that. But there are people on Twitter that are like, I can't believe all you people like this nickname. It's so stupid. Shut up.
I'm enjoying it.
In order for a player to take on a nickname, do they have to accept the nickname? Because Katie said he did not like the Slim Reaper. So
can the player hold a
nickname that he does not like?
The thing is that's so weird is that it's like, oh, he's never had a good nickname. But, like, KD is his nickname, really, when you think about it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, really, it is like
Everyone
knows him by KD. And that's weird. And so that really should be his best one. I like Slim Reaper. The thing is, there's only been that one picture of him, the Slim Reaper. And we can do better than that. The Tree and Leaf is a good graphic for it. But we need a better...
picture. That's like, yeah, we need more pictures.
I just want more. Yes. Yeah. We can do more.
I want more. I want more. But what else was I going to say on that? Oh, like Kobe with Black Mamba.
Yeah.
He accepted it and Nike marketed ass out of it.
He also gave it to himself.
Did he really?
See, that's, I like that.
Okay. Also, Marshawn Lynch, I think he gave himself the nickname Beast Mode in high school.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Is that the coolest nickname ever?
I like people giving themselves nicknames because it's and either cool stick. Or not cool at all.
Yeah.
And either way, I love it.
Top three self-given nicknames: Beast Mode, Black Mamba, Swaggy P. That's my top
Did he
three,
give himself
right?
Swaggy P?
Yes, That's he called awesome. Himself Swaggy.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
Does the Grim Reaper, like, does he have, like, people that help him, follow him? That's, I want it to be, like, the Slim Reaper and some things. Like, the rest of the team.
Not usually. Usually, I think he's
just
friends.
Just, it's just the Grim Reaper. Yeah, I guess.
Slim Reaper and friends?
Slim Reaper and his team.
Slim Reaper and his buddies.
I think that's it. Let's move on.
Move on.
Let's.
Oh, boy, one out.
Guys, I'll pull one out. It's not for best. It's not for basketball. This weekend is Seth Meyers' last Saturday Night Live. He's had a great run.
He has. I'm gonna miss him,
and I'm excited for his late night show.
Do you like the new Weekend Update guy?
Girl, yes.
Girl, yes.
And the new guy I'm excited about because he's not a cast member or he hasn't been before. He's the head writer. I don't know anything about him, but I'm excited. Gonna be a different flavor.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm excited.
So it's an acquired, it's gonna be an acquired taste for sure.
I like Cecily Strong a lot though.
Mm-hmm. I like her from what I've seen.
She's good.
I'm pouring it out for the Cleveland Cavaliers fans because the Cavs suck. They're terrible.
Oh my! It's so I completely regret choosing them as one of my teams on League Pass.
Horrible to watch.
I hate watching them.
Just terrible.
Who are your teams on League Pass?
Cavs, Warriors, Houston, Trailblazers, Wizards.
I
enjoy watching the
They're
Wizards.
Fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And Trailblazers and Warriors and
Trailblazers, my favorite team back in the day.
Oh yeah,
like a long like, lifetime
because you met them all.
Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen.
The Jailblazers? Did you meet the Jailblazers?
It was the Jailblazers. That's the team I love.
That's
like,
funny.
It was right before, like, Scottie Pippen, Bonzi Wells, Detlef Schrempf, Sabonis, all those guys.
It was like, but that's still, like, pre-Jailblazers.
Yeah. It was right
like
before that.
Damon
right before,
Stoudemire, yeah. Zach Randolph.
Stoudemire was on the one on my team.
What? He was on that team?
Yeah, he was like a
Rasheed.
Was a Jailblazer.
Yeah.
There were a few others that were scarier.
Yeah, they were scary, man.
I liked them, but right before, I really liked that team. But
dude, Scottie Pippen. I'm pouring one out for, I'm not done talking about Cleveland.
Go ahead.
They don't even use Luol Deng properly. He's been shooting like 8-9 shots a game. Why is he only shooting that? And why is Waiters still shooting upwards of 15 to 20 shots a game? You have Luol Deng. And they're not even giving him the ball to like be a, I don't know, man. It just makes me so mad. It makes me mad at Mike Brown. I don't think Mike Brown is a good coach.
You've got to fire him.
He's not a good coach.
No, he's not good.
And now you have a guy that you can rely on, perimeterly speaking, on defense, and he's just not. You're not using him
at all. Maybe Mike Brown is not a good coach. How about that?
Dude, I think that's what it is. I think maybe you're right.
You might be on to something.
He rode LeBron for, 6 years? How long was he with LeBron? 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years, I think. And then he went to L.A., didn't have any success with L.A., somehow gets hired back to Cleveland, and they're the biggest mess, and they're about to lose Kyrie Irving. I mean, Irving, first of all, Irving says he wants to leave. If Irving wants to leave, he has to sign the qualifying offer for 1 year, play out the year, and then go as a unrestricted free agent somewhere. If he goes into unrestricted free agency, they're going to match whatever offer anybody gives.
Yeah.
So if Irving honestly does want to get out, you'll know because he'll sign the qualifying offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that's just a bunch of crap because I think that he will sign a max offer with Cleveland. But they're a mess. They're awful. They played the Knicks last night. They lost by like a million points.
They've been they haven't been any better since Luol Deng came. And there is literally no reason why this roster should not be good enough to be the 8th seed in the East in the playoffs.
Or the 4th seed.
When you look at the roster, you're like, in the East especially, there's no way this team should not make the playoffs.
But yet they are terrible. One of the worst teams in the league.
Oh my
God. Maybe they're doing it on purpose to get a good draft pick.
They're definitely not.
They're not. They're actually trying. That's even worse.
Yeah.
They're definitely awful.
And how they handled Anthony Bennett is infuriating.
Send him to the D League.
They should have done it from the start. And now they're just forcing him to play 25 minutes a game. Yeah. And he's just...
And the worst thing that could happen to Anthony Bennett is for him to score 15 points and have 8 rebounds in a game. Because now they're not going to... They're thinking, oh, he did that, so now we don't have to send him down to the D-League. Mm. Please let him go play 30, 35 minutes a game in the D-League and get his confidence up. Let him score 40 in a game. Let him dunk all over everybody in the D-League. Because I do think that Anthony Bennett has a ton of talent, obviously, and I think he would kill everyone there. Let him go do that. Let him play. I just I hate everything about this Cavaliers team.
This was the first game Anthony Bennett has played where he scored double digits.
Yeah.
The first game.
The very first.
Like, unbelievable.
There was a guy on Twitter that said if he scored double digits this season that he would tattoo the box score on his face.
And he did. Yeah. And Matt Moore from CBS was all over it and was just getting everyone on him. God. And he did, dude. He's got to get it tattooed on his face now.
That was, that'd be like a tattooed permanent tattoo. Henna. Just do henna and take the picture. Permanent tattoo. Face tattoo.
Hilarious.
I'm not into.
Hilarious.
He has to, it has to be real.
Like
four?
I mean, everyone knows about it. Like the starters talk about it.
Oh, Lord.
The, like, every, like, major podcast talks about it. It's on every major,
is
like...
Is that guy a writer? The guy who said that?
I don't know who he is.
I don't know who that is.
Jeez. Face tattoo? Can't do it. Taylor, do you want to talk about Real World?
Yeah. That was my poor... That counts as my poor one out.
Can we talk about Real World for maybe 30 seconds to a minute? Andrew?
You got 1 minute starting now.
Okay, Real World's made the change. They're bringing in all the X's on this new season. It's Taylor, do you like it?
I love it. So much better than the last, like, 2-3 seasons.
It really is good. They've changed it up. And I, we were talking before how the producers are now, like, so, like, visible in the show. I like that a lot.
I like it a lot, too. Like, and they talk about behind-the-scenes stuff more, like... Like Jay trying to avoid the cameras. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you sometimes you can get away with it. Or I was getting ready for my interview. I never thought like they have set interview times.
That was so weird. Like they don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But this on this one they are, and like how you can see cameramen. Normally you can't see cameramen unless something is happening, and like it's they're just like showing it and they're talking to the cameraman, and the cameramen are like talking back.
Yeah.
And the producers are talking and like calling them like, hey, you guys are going on a trip. Like, hey, you guys need to be at this place. You're going out tonight. And I think I like that.
I like it too.
It's a good season.
It's really good. And just the fact, like, they're
trying
to make this.
You can follow us at DTD Podcast.
No.
Okay.
Go to our website, downtodunk.com. Please leave us an iTunes review. We will read it on the podcast, no matter what it says, if it's a 5-star review. So you can give us 5 stars and then write honestly whatever you want, and I will read it on the podcast.
I'm going to do that.
So please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm attempting to get us on Stitcher, which is a thing.
What is that?
It's like stuff you can get on a some sort of smartphone that's not an iPhone.
Okay.
I don't know languages. So Stitcher. Look for Stitcher in the next couple weeks. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you.